What is so exciting to me about this piece is that we see the reverence for the written form of the language being carried forward across more than two millennia.
You're looking at a special kind of art form, a rubbing. It's an impression made by placing paper over carved stone and rubbing ink on the surface. The two panels here are taken from the front and back of an ancient monument inscribed with text. The small characters running down the left side of one panel record the entire history of the stone. The original stele was created in the 3rd century BC and later destroyed. A replica of the stele was made in the 10th century AD. That replica was the source of this rubbing, and both represent efforts to preserve those large written characters. Curator Mike Hearn.
One of the greatest achievements of the Qin and Han dynasties was a consistent, standardized written language. Even today, China is divided into a number of different dialects, and people in Guangdong speaking in their dialect are not understandable to people in Beijing.
For the first time, the Qin created an official written language that everyone could read, enabling communication across their vast empire.
That style of writing was extraordinarily clear. You look at these individual characters, and there is a regularity to them. Each one fits into an imaginary square. You have a sense that these characters could be shrunk down in size and still be legible.
The script could be used for anything from giant inscriptions to small stamps on official documents. It's still used today as a form of signature on banknotes or paintings, including many in the Met's collection.